KNKX connects you to food for thought, and Mother's Day is coming up. 88.5's Dick Stein and KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson are remembering their favorite mom food dishes, and in Stein's case, it isn't pretty.
Well, Nance, Mother's Day coming up Sunday. Let's talk about some mom food.
I actually don't remember much that my mother made. It's not that she wasn't a decent cook. It's just that I don't think she really cooked that often. This is why I started cooking when I was very young. So I called my three siblings and asked them, what did mom cook that was great?
Don't say it. Wait, they couldn't remember either.
Well, it's not that they couldn't remember. It's that we all said the same thing. This kind of Sunday gravy Italian dinner thing.
You mean like the red sauce?
Absolutely. Yeah. But we all remember it differently. I remembered that she made gnocchi. Jill and Sherry didn't remember that at all. She opened a package. She didn't make gnocchi like I would make gnocchi.
Yeah. Well, when I think about my mom's cooking, the first thing that comes to mind is mom's meatloaf that she made with Campbell's condensed alphabet soup.
This is crazy.
She would mix cheap hamburger with a can of the soup, combine that with eggs and torn up pieces of Wonder Bread, top it with condensed tomato soup, and lay strips of raw bacon over the top of that. It would come out of the oven floating in 2 inches of orange grease. I remembered loving it, you know, mix it up with the minute rice. A few years ago, in a spasm of nostalgia, I thought I would try that. Naturally, I did this when De Groot was out.
Of course.
Rounding up the doggies. It was wretched, awful.
What cracks me up is that when I asked, Sherry said she did make great meatloaf with Campbell's vegetarian vegetable soup.
No kidding. This must have been a recipe that appeared in some
magazine. Like Better Homes and Gardens.
It was a little bit upmarket for my mom. Coronet, or maybe Popular Mechanics, I don't know. What are the odds that two people would come
up
with this?
Or 200,000.
Yeah, with this insane idea.
One thing I do remember her making that was absolutely terrific were homemade blintzes, basically crepes.
Really?
She had a special tablecloth she would lay out over the dining room table and put them on the tablecloth where they would cool, fold them up with farmer's cheese and cherries and things like that. That was probably the one thing she made that I was absolutely crazy for.
So now you are somebody's mother. You got a kid in college. Do you think Nate has any fond memories of particular mom recipes that you made for him?
I think for sure, spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, yeah. And you said he also loves that Sri Lankan beef curry that you make, right? Well, I guess this is mom food if your mom is Nancy Leeson.
We live in a different time, I think. What did my mother make that I remember probably be other than the two things I've mentioned? She used to go to the deli when we were really feeling flush, and she would buy corned beef and make corned beef specials. Fresh rye, thick corned beef. Big corned beef sandwiches, a corned beef special, and it would have coleslaw, homemade Russian, in quotes, dressing.
Now, wait, when you say Russian dressing, in our house, Russian dressing is mayo and ketchup.
That's right.
Oh,
but
okay.
Wait, you have to add some relish. If you add relish, otherwise I think it's just French dressing or something. Yeah. When you add the relish, that makes it Russian.
So international. Happy Mother's Day to everybody who actually is one. And let's hear from you, eaters, some of the favorite foods you remember your mom making and maybe the favorite things you think that your own kids will remember. Just go to knkx.org, click on Food for Thought, and let her rip. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Because I said so.
Uh-oh. Leeson.
He's Dick.
All my children have four legs and fur. They are willful and disobedient, but mice fear them.
Stein.